Now, sir, many of us will recognize the names of Pol Pot and mm-hmm. the Khmer Rouge as some of history's darkest and most sinister leaders. But for those of us who are hearing about it here today, can you give us some background on how Cambodia came to that place where a fourth, I understand, of its entire population was able to be wiped out in what were called the killing fields?
The killing field is a bit different from the Holocaust. The Holocaust, it was conducted by Hitler and the Nazis against the Jews, you know, one people group against another. But the killing field was conducted by the Khmer Rouge, by Pol Pot, the ringleader against his own people, the Cambodian people.
What was it about? Because it's fascinating to read about it, and he strikes out against all of these different groups, against educated people, against people that wear glasses.
Yes, my friend, the church musician, was killed because he's wearing glasses, the reading glasses.
And people of faith. Why did he have so much hate, and why did the Khmer Rouge have so much hate against especially people of faith?
He had hatred and also paranoia. His fear of being overthrown later, sooner or later, by the educated or by the rich or by, you know, the intellectual, the academia.
So everyone that could possibly be perceived as a threat to his power is his enemy.
And even the comedian that could attract more fans, you know, to overthrow him.
Unbelievable.